Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Griffith is the senior writer, UGA writer for DogNation.com, and he joins us this morning talking about the state of the SEC and college football. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Good morning, guys.
So, Mike, JT was out with the lat issue. When did Georgia find out that he potentially wasn't going to play in this game last week?
Well, that depends on who you ask. Stetson Bennett said he knew he was starting Monday, and Kirby said it was a game-time decision. So I'd say sometime in between then. But the reality of it is, you know, people get bumps and bruises, banged up, injuries. And if you're Georgia, you need JT Daniels for the stretch drive. And I think that starts, you know, coming up there, maybe Kentucky game, right? I'm not sure what JT's status will be for this game against Auburn. Kirby got kind of snappy and angry that people were asking questions about the starting quarterback at Georgia and said it would be a game time decision next week.
Well, he does have a luxury of having a backup who's got a lot of experience, starting obviously in Stetson Bennett, who played fairly well and didn't need to do a whole lot because I'm not sure anybody needs to do a whole lot. 3 points might just do it for you. That defense, again, 131 minutes almost of scoreless football. That defense is on another play. Sam Pittman probably went, what in the world? I mean, he knew it was good, and then he saw it firsthand. I mean, that defense is some kind of something.
Well, you know, and it was magnified by the fact that Arkansas couldn't hear their signals. I mean, they start out with two false start penalties because of the crowd. I mean, you give Georgia that home crowd and that defense, and they're going to be tough, right? And you wonder, man, what if they played Florida there every other year? Holy cow, can you imagine that scene? But there's no doubt that Sanford Stadium, Kirby Smart said it was worth 10 points. I think it might have even been worth even more than that. But the defense is phenomenal. The defensive front line is strong and fast. The linebacking core was set loose. Arkansas didn't have the right formula. You've got to have some protection to get KJ Jefferson to have some time to get the ball downfield. But until they play an offensive line that can provide enough protection to exploit the Georgia cornerbacks, they're not going to get beat.
Mike Griffith is a senior writer for UGA Dog Nation on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the state of the race here. Kentucky beats Florida. I mean, I'm back and forth here. I'm not sure. Is Kentucky the second-best team in the East? They have to be, I guess, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought Tennessee played really well against Florida, too. And, you know, we kind of said this at the beginning of the year that it was Georgia and everybody else in the East. And we wanted to see who would emerge in the West and who would be separated. Obviously, Texas A&M turned out to be a pretender for all the talk about Jimbo Fisher and the $9 million contract. But, you know, Alabama looks like it's on a collision course with the Bulldogs. As far as the East and the semantics of how that works out, I mean, look, Georgia's got their first true road game at Auburn. Let's see how Georgia's offensive line handles this. I mean, I'm not convinced yet. This offensive line has been inconsistent, guys. You know, let's not get carried away yet. Georgia doesn't have a running back with a run longer than 24 yards all year long. Let me tell you, that's not good. So something is still amiss with that run game. That's something that needs to get on track. You know, that's an issue I told you last spring was going to be bottlenecked when Zamir White and James Cook both came back. There's not enough ball for those four guys, and I still don't think they've found a way to maximize their running backs, and I think that's still the best skill position on offense.
Well, there goes my question, Mike, because I was just about to ask you about they have four guys that had over 10 carries. It was going to ask you, basically, does somebody need to emerge as the starting back for Georgia right now?
Well, I'd like to see that happen, but, you know, the only one that they really want to see emerge is Zamir White. I mean, he gets all the carries. I mean, he had 16 carries again, and I like Zamir. This is a hardworking guy that plays special teams. It's a wonderful story, but, you know, who else has really been given the chance to emerge? I've seen James Cook. I just haven't seen enough of McIntosh and Milton on the front end to see what they can do, and I understand that they're the underclassmen, but at some point in the season – if Kirby Smart wants change, then he needs to give other people opportunities to break those runs, because we're seeing the same song, different dance every week with the two primary ball carriers being the upperclassmen, and neither one of them has yet to break a run longer than 24 yards. So if that's good enough, then that's good enough. I'm not the one getting paid $7 million, but I'm sitting here telling you I don't see the next DeAndre Swift, Nick Chubb, Sony Michel in this backfield right now. I haven't seen that performance yet.
Mike Griffith, senior writer for Dog Nation. Mike, one of the things that the audience may not know about you is you have a lot of experience and a number of years in the Big Ten. So I want to expand this out just a little bit. Clemson drops out of the top 25 in the AP poll for the first time in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And so the ACC is just, they're not there. Oregon loses. It's readily apparent that the Big Ten champion is going to be in the playoff, and so there's a chance that Georgia would face somebody out of the Big Ten here. What have you seen of now Iowa and Penn State are going to play this week. What have you seen of those teams like Iowa, Penn State, Michigan, top of the Big Ten, maybe even Ohio State, that leads you to believe that one of those teams can hang with the two superpowers of the South?
I haven't seen anything that makes me believe that. Colorado State was beating Iowa at halftime. You know, Vanderbilt beat Colorado State. I mean, I don't want to get too carried away with transitive properties, but you know, I've seen this act before. You know, Ohio State, you know, that lost to Oregon, you know, Penn State. Penn State, it to me, looks like the best team in the Big Ten. They were able to hold on and beat Auburn, you know, right before Auburn barely beat Georgia State. Again, I don't want to get carried away with transitive properties, but, you know, to me, it looks like a two-horse race. Now, things can change quickly. I want to point that out. This conversation that we're having in October does not determine the national champion. Who looks the best right now means nothing. Georgia in 2018 looked like the best team in college football. That's why Justin Fields couldn't get on the field, because Jake Fromm and DeAndre Swift and Georgia was beating the heck out of everybody the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season, right? So things can change quickly. I don't want to get carried away with this team or any other team, but the reality of it is that Georgia and Alabama have a level of talent that's above everyone else in the country. You know, I think this transfer portal has kind of evened things out at a lot of different schools. I think Georgia and Alabama, maybe Georgia didn't get better from it this year because we haven't seen the effects of a Tyke Smith yet on the field. Darian Kendrick was a big thing. But to me, I mean, you know, it looks like Georgia and Alabama. Now, that said, the SEC is tough. There's always attrition. You lose a few key pieces, a few key players, and we're having a different conversation in a month and a half.
So looking ahead a little bit, Mike, Georgia-Auburn. Do you see Auburn giving Georgia a game, or is it going to be a blowout?
I don't think it'll be a blowout. I mean, I don't see that happening. You know, Kirby Smart, you know, I think he's worried a lot about roster management right now. I think he wants to keep everyone healthy. You know, if he could put JT in a bubble, he would. You know, because he understands, right? He's been down this road before where Georgia has looked like the best team in the country during the regular season or parts of the regular season, and then they weren't there to be able to beat Alabama. And, of course, this year, even though, you know, and I just want to throw this in here as a little side note, even though I think you, me, John, anybody listening would say, yes, Georgia and Alabama are the two best teams in college football, we've got this college football playoff committee sitting out here, and we cannot trust them. Because there's these politics in college football, this alliance thing that's popped up with the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and the ACC, and we don't know what those jokers are going to do when it comes time to vote and put the best two teams in. We've already seen them try to derail the 12-team playoff, which everybody had agreed upon until Texas and Oklahoma decided they wanted to be in the SEC. So let's not assume that the SEC will get two teams in there, even if the SEC has two of the best four teams in college football. So you're right. The key is for Kirby to maintain this week by week by week focus. Because here's what I've seen. I've seen Kirby Smart create adversity. I've seen Kirby Smart make it a living hell on this football team during the offseason. Let me tell you, you don't know what those guys have survived. there's going to be stories that come out after this year as far as how hard and how much commitment it took for these guys just to get to the season. But we have not seen how they handle success. And now you got the team's film crews coming in here, doing the specials, everybody doing the interviews on the side, NIL opportunities, everybody get fat, happy, and Kirby Smart is going to try to fight that complacency. Mm. Everybody reading about their NFL draft stock, what happens the first time they get cut? You know, so I've got questions. I've seen Georgia can handle the adversity that Kirby Smart has created in the first half of the season, but let's see if Georgia can handle the success that's going to come the second half of the season as they start to get their fame.
Mike Griffith, senior writer for UGA. It's dognation.com. Always great articles, always great insight. Thanks, Mike.
Mike, have a good one.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.